The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat, because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is The Final Four Race for It All at Homestead from a NASCAR Fan's View. The run for the 2019 MENCS Championship ends at Homestead this Sunday. If you ask the four drivers of the Final Four, they will tell you it has been a long, hard road, but the end is in sight. As a fan, I can't help but think the pressure is on, whether they outwardly show it or not. The one thing I know is it will be all business when the time comes to climb into the car and buckle in for the race to claim the 2019 championship. When it comes to the finale in NASCAR, it is different in several ways. For one, it is two races in one. First, it is a race to win the Ford EcoBoost 400. Second, it is a race between the four drivers and the championship four. The winner of the race can be someone other than those in the championship four, but the 2019 championship will be claimed by one of the final four that finishes ahead of the other three. Usually, the winner of both is one of the championship four. During the race, the focus will mostly be on the championship four, even if another competitor outside the four is leading and running away with the victory. Even though that sounds a bit unusual, hardly anyone really cares who wins unless it is one of those four competing for the championship. And if it happens that someone outside the four wins, there will be two celebrations for the victors. What do you think of that? Well, don't let that confuse you. The winner of the race often comes from those in the championship four, and more often than not, it takes a win to claim the championship. Even though there is a lot of hype surrounding this race, it will be serious business for the four drivers, crew chiefs, and teams. Since weather canceled qualifying, the championship four start in the first two rows, and that may be a precursor to the way the race will go. Since these four drivers and teams start out front, it may mean things could get a little hairy from the get-go, but since they are considered to be the strongest teams going in, it just may be a battle between the four of them all through the 400 miles. There are those that think Denny Hamlin has the advantage and momentum. That could be, but I'm not so sure, at least from my view. You see, he has had a really good year, but he also has a history of beating himself. It could be he has learned not to press until it is important to do so, and I do believe he is older and wiser. His chances are good for taking the win and the championship, but I'm not willing to name him the victor yet. One reason I'm not willing to name Denny as the favorite is Martin Truex Jr. He and his crew chief, Cole Pearn, have managed to shine, especially when it is counted in the recent past. After all, just look at the number of wins they have. Truex has 7, and Denny has 6 this season. When all is said and done, the whole 400 miles could be between these two. That brings me to Kyle Busch. Of the three JGR teams, he has been the one struggling in the latter part of the season. Now, I'm not saying struggling in the sense that he hasn't or won't be a factor. I'm just saying he has struggled, and it could go either way for him in the Ford EcoBoost 400. From my view, he may have turned the corner at just the right time. I guess that remains to be seen. When it comes to Kevin Harvick, I think he has the biggest struggle, since it is one SHR team against the three JGR teams. A few weeks ago, his number four team hit on something, and it remains to be seen if it carries through to this championship race at Homestead. In observing some of the goings-on this week leading up to the race, he has looked confident and calm. From my view, he is probably the most mentally tough and confident of the four competitors. Unless something really out of the ordinary happens during the race, like an equipment failure or getting involved in someone else's accident, I do think he is up to the challenge of the JGR team cars he faces. So I'll make this short and to the point. No matter how it actually goes, I think Kevin Harvick is going to end up taking his second MENCS championship over the other three from JGR. If he does, just remember, I told you he was going to do it. If he doesn't, then you can tell me how wrong I was, and we'll all move on to next year with hopes for more exciting racing and the hope the Chevys finally become competitive again. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.